Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay. I'm again joined by Inga Truscott, mum, entrepreneur, businesswoman, oils guru. Welcome, Inga.
Thanks, Magic. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, in the last episode, we talked about essential oils and uses and tips and hacks for the home, for the pets. This episode is all about our health. Now, medicines can be toxic. I am not trashing the medical system here at all, listeners. If that's what you choose to use, all power to you. But it is proven that many medicines can be toxic. They certainly mainly do have side effects. What we're offering you here today in this episode is a few things that you can do to boost your health to prevent extra toxic load in the body. Now, as I mentioned in our last episode, we have spoken about environmental connection back in episode 37. In episode 35 and 36, we spoke with Dr. Perry Nicholson about the lymphatics. Some of what I'm going to share with you with oils today helps your lymphatics. We've spoken to Zane Truscott, Inga, your lovely husband, about the basics of health, the seven pillars. And again, the oils can help with those. We've spoken with many of our guests about how to accelerate our health. So everything in episode 60 today is goodness for you to help you boost your health. Now, in episode 59, we mentioned quickly the ice blue blend. And I said that I would tell you a little bit about that in regards to your immune system. Now, the immune system comes in two main types. You have your innate immune system, which for the first 3 days of coming into contact with pathogen, it should fire into action and take care of the situation. That is one that you are born with. If that cannot cope in the first 3 days, your acquired immune system will kick in. And there are four types of acquired immune system. The reason I'm telling you this is some of these oils are good for some immune systems and some are better for others. Now, when in doubt, please send the practitioners at Holistic Natural Health a message. At the end of this podcast, we'll give you all the links for all of that. But for now, if you are a Th1 immune type, wintergreen, which is in ice blue, is not your best friend. It is the only one that is a contraindication. It is not dangerous. You just will not get the best that you can from that oil. So I will talk a little bit more about that in another episode. But for now, for holistic health for your body, we mentioned in the last episode a whole lot of first aid oils. To look after your functional health, some of those will come in. And the big ones are peppermint, clove, cinnamon, and tea tree. We did speak about some of those in the last episode. Lavender and copaiba are also very good. Thyme is also a must-have, as is clary sage and rosemary. And, of course, bergamot. Bergamot is fantastic for women's health. So, Inga, for immune health, what are the other essential oils that you recommend?
Well, we do have our immunity blend, which is our On Guard. basically On Guard was put together based on the grave robbers and the doctors back from the Black Plague, and they would put these herbs and spices and things like that in these great big beaks so they could go and tend to the ill or rob the dead, and they wouldn't take on their illness. So it's a really, really cool, it's a very, very strong immune blend. It has inside it wild orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus and rosemary, which I know you've already spoken highly of. And there's great reason for this. They are this particular blend. You can make it yourself or you can buy it ready to go. Depends on whatever you like to do. But this is great for, you know, seasonal immune boosting. It's one to have going in the diffuser all the time. I actually love having On Guard going in the bathroom. You know, you're just sort of inhaling it. Aromatic is the fastest way to uptake the oils into your bloodstream. I always thought it would have been a topical application, but nope, it's through the snoz. So it's really, really cool to have, you know, you can have your different blends going, but I happen to love On Guard for all things immunity.
Now, just on that, the listeners might be wondering why we're raving about essential oils for another two episodes. And the reason I love them is not only because they're cost effective, they are good for the environment and they are good for you. The reason they are good for you is the molecules in essential oils are so small that they actually cross the blood-brain barrier. So that means they can help fight inflammation in the brain. So they're really good for situations like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's. They will help alleviate the anxiety associated with those conditions. They will help with clarity of thinking, even if you don't have those situations going on. So they are really good because they cross the blood-brain barrier. So they will actually help you in ways that you cannot even imagine.
So we're talking immune system. We're not just talking about, you know, keeping a cold at bay. Obviously, that's part of it, but there's a lot more to the immune system than just catching a cold. You know, we're looking at things. If we get sudden allergies, what's going on there? Antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, lymphatic system, parasites. There's so much that sort of falls under that one umbrella of the immune system. And, you know, there are lots of different oils. I obviously love On Guard because it's ready to go. And there is something nice about having a blend ready to go. It takes all the guesswork out of it, all the ratios out of it. It's just boom, there it is. But again, you can add rosemary. If you wanted to just have rosemary, you can use frankincense, thyme, lavender, geranium, lime, lemon. All of those oils will support your immune system.
Totally. And we spoke about peppermint last episode. So peppermint is really good if you've got an IBS situation or any digestive situation going on. Coriander and lemon balm are really good to mix with that for an IBS issue. We mentioned thyme as an antifungal. It's also a complete antimicrobial. So it will help with SIBO. It will help with all situations with gut health. It will also help alleviate any reactions to food by mixing it with rose oil. We mentioned lavender. Lavender is really effective against gut dysbiosis. It helps with being an anti-inflammatory. It also has anti-anxiety properties in it. It's really good to take internally. It's good for sleeping. It helps calm you. It's something you can use topically. It's something you can diffuse. So that's an all-rounder. Mm. And things like cumin are also good for IBS. And you can mix that with your clary sage, and that will help you with bloating and any problems with constipation. So there's quite a few good things coming from just those few oils. We mentioned grapefruit briefly in the last episode, and at the start of this one I mentioned lymphatics. There are two oils great for lymphatics, one being grapefruit and the other being ginger. So you can rub those into your body with a carrier oil, and that will help your lymph flow. Ginger is also, of course, good for digestive issues and nausea. Inga, what else can we use some of those oils for with our health?
Lymphatic system. So lymphatic system, there's quite a number of oils that do cross, you know, come across from the immune system into your lymphatic system. And again, you can use both for, you know, you can use all oils for both systems. But I love, it's a really great blend for the lymphatic system, which works nicely with your immune system. And it's a blend of Roman chamomile. This is great for your digestion as well. So it's Roman chamomile, it's lavender, it's wild orange, and then you massage it across your skin and into your lymph nodes. Like, I love to give you numbers, I love to give you quantities, and I know we all want to be told exactly what to do because that makes that, you know, the self-care journey easier. However, I think it's really nice if I could say to you, five drops, five drops, five drops. If you felt that there was a certain aroma that just didn't gel with you, just use less. Okay, just use less, or just take it out, or put the oils on the soles of your feet. I, for one, cannot stand the aroma of cassia. I cannot tell you why, but I just can't stand it. You might love it. I have so many people say to me, really? Cassia? What's cassia ever done for you? And I'm like, I just don't like the smell. So I get it. If there's something that you don't like the smell of, it's just aromatically displeasing to you, take it out, use less, or put it on the soles of your feet, okay? But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, when it comes to a certain oil that you just don't gel with. I love that one. You know, really, really cleansing for your body are going to be the citrus oils. So making sure you've always got some citrus oils in your water bottle, for example, throughout the day. Don't panic. How much is enough? How much is not enough? Put a couple of drops into your nice clean water. Again, magic's department to talk about the water. But pop that into your water bottle and just sip away. Not only is it beautifully cleansing for your inside of your body, but it also smells great. It makes the water taste great. And, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I love using oils in my water. I quite often put the digestive blend in my water as well. I love the taste of that. A lot of people kind of turn their nose up at fennel and licorice, that kind of thing, but I'm like, give me all the fennel. It's fantastic to drink in your water.
So just on the lymphatics, before I explain about the water, We have an oil at the moment, one of the ancient oils, cistus. Now, it's known in Greece as rock rose. It is fantastic for your lymphatics. So if you can add that one in, that is perfect. When it was released recently, I got all excited and messaged Inga because I drink cistus and Canis tea like there's no tomorrow for my lymphatics. Now, just on water, you want to structure your water. So drinking plain water will not hydrate you. It will not help the cells of your body. It will not help keep infections at bay. It needs to be structured. So it needs to have some good minerals in it, or some oils, and some perfect ones here are your lavender, your lemon, your wild orange, any of these, you know, all-rounder first aid oils are perfect. As I said, most oils are antimicrobial, so antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral. They have those properties. So putting them in your water is a really good, safe thing to do. And again, I'm going to harp this point through to you listeners. It must be a good quality oil. Do not go down to the $2 shop or a party plan thing or whatever. Get those oils and think that you can ingest those in your water, because you cannot.
Definitely. I think it's also, you know, we talk about gut health, and quite often people don't put the two together, but, you know, anxiety and depression and things like that, they can sit in the gut and can cause greater issues if they, you know, if they're not attended to. One day we'll do another podcast just to talk about the emotions and how we use our oils emotionally. But I think it's really important to know that if you're finding yourself grinding down your teeth, you may be dealing with some level of anxiety, and it could be, you know, growing into your gut health. It could be all around your gut health. So it really, I mean, we're just really lucky to have people that we can reach out to find information. I know, Magic, you've got a wealth of knowledge around this. I love the stuff that you shared about the cistus, because I was like, what do I do with this oil? You know, I sort of learn as they're released, but you're, you know, so much about those ancient oils. I think it's just really important to know that aromatically, how our mood is affected can also affect our physical health. Our mental health and our physical health are really, they're really intertwined. So we kind of can't have one without the other, unfortunately. Wouldn't that be good? I'm just dealing with this today. Meanwhile, you know, everything else is spiraling out of control. So really checking in with your body, like really checking in with how do I feel today? What oil is going to support my immune system if I'm feeling a bit snuffly, but maybe, you know, whatever system it is, it could be all of the systems or, you know, one of the systems, but check in with all of them regularly so that you know you can just be above board with all of it.
Totally. And listeners, you need to listen to your body because some of the whispers that it will give you, if you ignore them, they turn into screams. And when they turn into screams, you're in a whole world of hurt. So really do listen to what your body's telling you. So for some basic issues, a healthy digestive blend, if you don't have DigestSen, we're looking for some cloves, some orange, cinnamon, rosemary, eucalyptus if you have it, and lemon. You can blend that in with your tea or your water, or you can take it directly. Other really good oils to use in the kitchen, which will help with digestion, are your ginger, fennel, dill, coriander, cardamom, cinnamon, any of the citruses, thyme and clove.
Cardamom is a great oil. I wanted to interject because I have had this conversation with people a lot around cardamom because it is such a brilliant digestive oil. But it, you know what? It tastes amazing. We put a couple of drops in the rice cooker when we're making rice, and whenever the rice is served, people are like, oh, wow, you're so clever. I'm like, yep, I'm really clever. I know how to add two drops of cardamom oil to a rice cooker. Like there's so many incredible hacks. Don't just make your food taste amazing, but they really, really do support your body as well and your overall wellness. We don't just have oils in the kitchen for the cooking. We have oils in the kitchen to support our overall wellness whilst we're cooking.
When you become someone who understands and appreciates essential oils, you will have them everywhere in the home.
A great oil also is celery seed oil. It's not one we talk a lot about, but it is a fantastic oil, and that's one I often add to my water. I don't always have time to make liters and liters of celery juice or even add celery to another juice mix because it takes a little bit longer to clean the juicer. No, that sounds terrible, super, super lazy, but we get to have a choice. We get to say, am I up for this morning or am I up for this morning? Either way, I'm supporting my health, whichever A or B I take, you know.
Now, if families in the home, nausea is often a thing. So there are two blends that I love for nausea. One is three drops of ginger with two drops of lemon in my diffuser. If I mix that with carrier oil, I can apply it directly to the body. The other one is three drops of peppermint with two drops of ginger, again, diffused or with a carrier oil to the body. Nausea is one of those whispers that you don't want to ignore. It could be a number of things causing it. So you treat the symptom in this case, and I don't normally say that, but in this case you do. You take some of the nausea out so that you can get a tip or a pointer as to what's causing it. As I said, it's one of those symptoms that could be a number of things. So you really do want to listen to where has it come from, what's it telling me. And using these essential oils, because they are antimicrobial, that you will be supporting your body in many, many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Cold sores is one that comes up quite a bit too for people. You know, what do I do with cold sores? And you can just add one little dab of tea tree. I love Melissa. It's highly, highly antiviral, but once again, it's up there in the investment. But one drop of tea tree onto a cold sore is so, so helpful. And you don't need to go and buy all that, I don't know what it's called, I don't have cold sores, the Viravax or something or other. You just don't need to. If you have yourself a little collection, you just go there.
Now, for people who don't know what Melissa is, it's the lemon balm.
Yeah.
So if you grow lemon balm in your garden, call it Melissa because it's the same plant.
Yeah, absolutely. It tends to just wipe the virus out altogether. I've heard it said that is a virus that you can't get out of your body, but I've seen it with my own eyes. My husband used to get cold sores all the time, and then one day we just put one drop of Melissa, we use Melissa, and he hasn't had a cold sore since. So if I hadn't seen it, I'd have been a little bit like, well, maybe it'll take a few goes. That one breaks the consistency rule because it actually worked first go for my husband anyway.
Just a clarification there, Inga, on wiping viruses out of the body. My functional health hat's on now.
Yeah, good.
You will never get rid of a virus from your body. They are meant to be there. What you want it to do is be in a latent state. So you want it dormant and asleep. Viruses kill fungus and bacteria. Fungus kill viruses and bacteria, and bacteria kill viruses and funguses. So you need all of them there, but you don't want them doing their thing because that's going to cause you some problems, particularly the herpes virus, which is your cold sores. That is supposed to be there. It is a protectant for your body. When it over flourishes and it comes out of its latent state, that's when you've got some issues. So yes, Melissa will put it straight back into a latent state, and you know that you can go on your merry way without the symptomology.
Yeah, gorgeous. Thank you for that clarification. That's awesome. We were talking a little bit about nausea. Again, it is one of those little, so your body's always going to talk to you. It's always going to tell you something. It's whether or not you choose to listen or connect the dots, and, you know, it's important to try and do that. But, again, if you weren't going to sit down and make your own blend together, one thing I learned very early with my essential oil addiction is that not everybody likes to make blends, right? Not everybody wants to play around with rollerballs. So if that's you, don't feel that oils aren't for you. Just go to the pre-made blend, like Digestin. It's brilliant. That's our digestive blend, and it's brilliant for nausea. It's brilliant for hangovers if you had a late night or you didn't even have much to drink, but your body's just sluggish and fatigued. It's brilliant. It's great for heartburn. It does so much more than, you know, help you digest a heavy meal, which it will do as well. If you have particularly strong heartburn, you may choose to add a little extra ginger or add a little extra fennel or peppermint to the existing digestive blend. But for the most part, everything's already intentionally created to make this a really easy journey, to make the swaps simple for you and not be overwhelming. Even though it sounds incredibly overwhelming, this, really, I think if I wrote all of the oils down that you and I have spoken about today, we've probably only mentioned 15 or so oils. We've just mentioned them a lot, you know. You just place those oils in front of you, the 10 most popular oils or whatever it might be, and you'll just find so many different uses, different combinations, and, you know, you get to be in charge of your own self-care, which is beautiful. That's what it's all about, right?
Totally. Now, you did mention that we have given a lot of information, I agree. Where is a place that people can go on Facebook to get all this information that we're sharing?
Sure. So I do have a private group, which is for our customers and community. And if you don't yet have a doTERRA account, but it is something that you kind of want to play around a little bit more with your oils first, you can definitely come on into my customer group, even without an account. It is Essential Self-Care Customer Community. It's a group on Facebook, and it will prompt you to enter your account number. In this instance, if you just put the word magic in that chat box, I'll know that you've listened to this podcast. If you're a friend of Magic's, you're a friend of mine, and you can come on in. You can even ask some questions, get a little bit more clarity, kind of dip your toe in first, and hopefully you'll start to, you know, get the oily bug like we've got as well. I'd love to have you in that community, actually.
And don't worry about the questions that you ask, listeners, because the only silly question is the one that you don't ask.
Absolutely, 100%, yeah.
An old line but very true. When it comes to health, we often have issues like tummy upsets. Now, we've spoken about this earlier today, and I just wanted to give you something I came across for tummy troubles. And I actually use this a lot in my car because I get anxious and sore in the tummy when I'm in heavy traffic. So I actually blend up cardamom, peppermint, tea tree, ginger, and coriander and fennel. Now, I mix that with carrier oil and I rub it on my tummy while I'm driving, and it just really calms down that anxiety that I have with the traffic. You mentioned fennel earlier, and Inga, that is one I absolutely cannot stand. Actually, coriander as well.
Okay.
Coriander is cilantro. So if you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's cilantro. And I hate those two oils, but in this blend, I can't even tell they're there.
Yeah, so we have a coriander and a cilantro in our range because one is from the roots and one is from the soft leaves of the plant. You know, noticeably the roots is a stronger blend, but it is strong. It's super strong, and I wholeheartedly believe when you add a couple of different oils together that the aroma changes completely. Like, it actually blows me away how different they can smell. Once they're kind of blended together. You only need to add a drop of geranium or something like that, which is a stronger oil, and it sort of tends to make everything smell better again.
So with the oils, how many oils does doTERRA have? Do you know, Inga?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say maybe 104. I don't know where I got the four from. April is doTERRA's 13th birthday. So, and we're adding more oils all the time, but because we are really committed as a company to leaving the planet better than we found it, we're really conscious of not depleting the earth of certain resources. And we're also really mindful of the farming practices as to where we source our oils from. And I've spoken about this in a previous podcast with you as well. So we like to know where our oils are sourced from, and we need to make sure we've got the right relationship with the right grower. So whilst we sit at around at 104 now, roughly, we do have limited edition oils that come out every now and again, and we always get new oils every year. So Sisters, for example, that you spoke of before, is one that I know a lot of healers are really saying, we want this as a full-time oil. We need it. We got to have it. You know, it's so, so good. And so then doTERRA, they listen. They listen to us, and then they'll go and they'll find the right relationship. So, look, I'm all out of storage space, so I'm pretty happy with how many oils we have right now. But, look, there's always room for more.
Totally. And I'm going to sound like a broken record again, listeners. We talk about doTERRA, but Young Living is fine too. Please do not buy essential oils from your local store or from a party plan and think they are the same thing, because they are not. You are buying something that is synthetic, something that is mass produced, something that has ingredients that are not on the label, and it is not safe to use in your home, for your body, for your pets, for your kids. So please only use good quality essential oils. Again, the account, if you do want to become a customer or a wholesaler yourself, go to mydoterra.com/holisticnaturalhealth. That's holistic with a W. Or pop along to Inga's group. What is it again?
It's Essential Self-Care Community Customer Group. I know that sounds like a long word, but I wanted to put the emphasis on it being a customer community. We all understand doTERRA is a direct sales company. However, if you were to want your own wholesale account, you can do that without ever selling an oil, without ever sharing an oil, without being struck off the Christmas party list, whatever your preconceptions might be around direct sales. doTERRA have created a beautiful way to simply be a wholesale customer, pay 25% less than what you would normally pay. And you can do that for 12 months. You can get starter kits that waive the membership. Definitely pop onto that link Magic just gave you. And you can just choose your kit before you even shop. You can drop out if you get nervous, or you can ask us a million questions. We'd love to support you. And again, Essential Self-Care Community Customer Support is the group. You will be asked for any of your account number. Again, just write Magic. and I'll know where you came from. And yeah, jump in and come on in to the oily community. We're really friendly, I promise.
While we're talking about wholesaling, Inga, there's an oil that you and I have spoken about privately that I am now in love with. I put my order through last month, as I do every month, with my essentials for the house. And I'd reached enough personal volume to get a little oil as a gift. And that was Palmarosa. And I thought, what the heck is this oil? What do I do with it? I opened the lid, listeners, had a whiff, and was completely in love. It's not something I've seen before. Can you tell us a little bit about that special oil?
So, yeah, Palmarosa is a limited edition oil, so you can't actually buy it yet, but you can often get it gifted. It is absolutely stunning in skincare. It's got a, it's kind of like a poor man's rose. To me, it smells like Turkish delight. I don't know what it is, but it's just so beautiful. But more than skincare, it's also really, really helpful for inflammation, digestive issues, sore feet. You can make a beautiful little salt foot bath. If you haven't got a bath, I quite often have people say, I don't have a bath. It's okay. Just make a foot bath. Get a bucket from Bunnings for $2 and fill it up with hot water and salts and throw in your essential oils. Also fabulous to support you with moods and emotional vulnerability, stress, anxiety, grief, nervous exhaustion. Yeah, it's just a really beautiful balancing oil and at a quarter of the price tag that you would pay for rose, but still a similar scent. I'm glad you love it, Magic. I absolutely, absolutely love Palmarosa.
It's funny, I love Palmarosa, but I'm not as in love with rose. Isn't that weird?
I mean, rose is strong, especially the doTERRA rose. It is a really high vibration oil. I have the 5 ml pure, but I tend to reach for the pre-diluted one from doTERRA more often because it's super, super strong. You know, the other one, it just seems enough for me. You know, unless I'm making a blend, the pre-diluted touch that I get directly from doTERRA seems like enough rose for me, but yeah.
I just love that there's new oils coming along, and when you get your order, there's often that little gift in there. And listeners, I really want you to start using essential oils in your home. It is good for the environment. It is good for you. It is good for your loved ones. It's great for emotions, which, Inga, I hope you'll come back and talk to us about soon. And essential oils, you can use them in your kitchen, in your cooking. You can use them as cleaners, in your bathroom, in your laundry, pretty much anywhere. If there is something that you buy a product for, you can use essential oils to replace that product. Whether it's in the garden, in the garage even, keep spiders out of your garage. There's just so much that you can do with these oils. And you're helping the planet as well as yourself. Inga, parting words for the listeners. What are five really good oils for self-care, for health?
I love the Easy Air Respiratory Blend because it is a respiratory oil, but also it's my go-to. I know you spoke about your go-to in the car for your anxiety. Easy Air is mine. I know quite often those anxiety attacks stem from we just don't breathe enough and we don't diaphragmatically breathe enough. So I love Easy Air. I couldn't go past it. I don't know whether everyone would need this in their collection, but in my top five is Litzia. It's the oil of manifestation. Again, I'm saving all my woo-woo for another invite. But, Litzia is just the oil of manifestation. It just does it for me. Like, it changes my mood and I love it. It also is in the Clearify respiratory blend, so I love that. I don't think you could have an essential oil collection without having On Guard. That's our immunity blend. It's just a no-brainer. You need it. Everyone should have it. Even if you just put a drop on your hands and make your hands nice and clean here and there. You got to have frankincense. You got to have frankincense. It's the only oil that makes frankincense, right? Like, it is a no-brainer. It's absolutely stunning. Cellular healing, cellular renewal on all the health fronts. Great for skin scarring and everything in between, migraines, etc. And I think I'm allowed to have one more. Would have to be peppermint. Because, again, Well, you've heard about 1,000 different ways to use it between this podcast and the last one we recorded, and it does everything. But I think the first thing we do most mornings in our house is we reach for our bottle of peppermint oil. It wakes us up, it, you know, breaks through that blood-brain barrier, and it just says, hello, what are we doing today? Great for respiratory, great for energy, great for motivation, great for headaches, you know, is the powerhouse. So that would be it. That would be my five: frankincense, lithia, On Guard, peppermint, and easier, of course, respiratory and for anxiety. So that would be my top five.
And my top five to add to that would be lavender. Absolutely love it for every one of its uses. Lemon, absolutely brilliant for your health. I would choose bergamot for any females in the house. That is absolutely a must. On top of that, my balance blend, my grounding blend, that's probably the one I go through the most. Out of all of the oils, I use a lot of that one. And lemongrass, because I love my fur babies and I don't like insects in my house, because I'm one of these people, if a mosquito bites me, it's because it's bypassed 200 other people to find me. So I will use lemongrass. So they're my five to add to Inga's five. And you can see there's quite a diverse range of oils, uses and preferences. So again, with essential oils, there may be some that you don't resonate with, you don't like. Someone else in your family might really think it's the bomb. So definitely don't limit yourself to just a few oils. Explore them all. They all have fantastic uses. There's a lot of resources out there. So start your oily journey, because it will help you go forth and create your magical life. Thank you, Inga, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. Magic, I just did a little recount as you were doing your top oils and my top oils. And in the most popular starter pack, pretty much all of those oils, other than about, you know, a couple of them. I think we ticked about 8 from the starter kit, the best starter kit. So, like I said, everything with doTERRA is intentional. Living should be intentional. That'll make sense to me as well. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to talk about my favorite topic. Thank you so much. And I do hope to see, you know, a few of your listeners over in our oily community as well.
That would be fantastic. Listeners, we've given you so much information. Again, as you download this podcast, you'll see the transcription of it there. You can contact my team at holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. You can contact Inga on the Facebook group. Reach out, ask questions. We are there to help. We're not just spruiking essential oils because we love them. We know they will help you and they will help your family. So please reduce your toxic load, reduce your impact on the environment, really create that environmental connection. Be connected to yourself. Listen to the whispers of your body before they turn into screams. Look after your health. You will create wealth with a lot of these oils, your wealth of personal growth, your spiritual wealth, your emotional wealth will increase by using good quality oils. And weight loss, we haven't even spoken about it in the past couple of episodes, but when your body is happy and not stressed and not anxious, the weight loss will come. So essential oils are perfect for everything that we discuss with you on this podcast. Thank you again for joining us for episode 60. Coming up in episode 61, we have Lee De La Cruz talking to us about habit busting. So that will be absolutely fantastic. Again, go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.